In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the memory of the apostle and evangelist John the Theologian. St. John in his gospel refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And because he knew the love of Christ, he knew truly what love was. He knew love embodied in the person of Jesus Christ. And so he was able to speak about love in a unique way, and he spoke about it more in his gospel and also in his epistles than you find anywhere else in Scripture. And in 1 John chapter 3, towards the end, he talks about how we know whether we're loving and what does really love mean. He says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." So he's saying we shouldn't just love in talk. We can talk about loving people, but we have to actually do it. We have to show by our actions that we love. If love is only manifested in words, it's not really love at all. It may be virtue signaling, as we would put it today. It may be fond wishes. It may be mushy sentimentality, but it's not love. St. James, in his epistle, says, "If a brother or a sister be naked or destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?" So what St. James is saying is you can say to somebody that you see who's needy, "God bless you, may you have everything that you need," but if you don't actually do anything to help them to get the things that they need, then it's not profitable for them or you, and you're not loving that person. When we love in deed and in word, these words are united with our actions in truth, and that is how we know that we are of the truth. And who is the truth? St. John tells us in the gospel, he quotes Christ saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Christ is the truth. So if our actions are in accordance with what we say, we are of the truth. If our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So what he's saying is, when he says, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things, what he's saying is, if we are in our own consciences convicted of the fact that we are living a life of hypocrisy, that we're not doing what we say, then we should know that God is even greater than our conscience, and he knows everything that we do. But we should also know that if in our weakness we acknowledge our shortcomings and we repent and we look to God, that he will take even our weakness and give us the strength and the power to do his will. So we don't have to just wallow in self-condemnation and say, "Well, there's nothing I can do. God, I condemn myself, and I know God condemns me all the more." No, all you have to do is repent and begin to take baby steps. Keep in mind, especially those of you that are parents, how much do you love your own children? Is there anybody in this room? I'm pretty sure there isn't. I mean, there's psychopathic parents somewhere. I'm sure that this would not be true of, but most parents are not psychopaths. And when you see your child and they're struggling, you're not happy with that. You want that child to do well, and you're always encouraging them to do the right thing. So think about that and then multiply it by infinity, and that's how much God loves you. That's how God looks at you as his child. And so he wants you to come closer to him. He wants you to grow. He wants you to become the kind of Christians that you're called to be. When we begin to live according to the truth and our hearts no longer condemn us, then St. John tells us we have confidence towards God, and we can have confidence in our prayers. In the Gospel of John, the Lord says, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." And so if we abide in Christ and we live a life of repentance and we allow his word to abide in us, and we can't allow his word to abide in us if we don't bother to read it or to listen to it, but if we allow his word to abide in us, then we will know how to pray, in faith and what to pray for, and our prayers will be answered. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. This is really the gospel in a nutshell. Believe in Christ and unite that faith with love. If we have a true faith, a faith that works by love, then we will learn to love God and to love one another, which is the whole of the law, we're told in Scripture. St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. So we have to unite faith with love and put that into action. If we do that, then that's what it means to be a Christian. That's how we save our own souls, and that's how we save those who are around us. Faith gives birth to love, and love fulfills the law. And so the apostle concludes this section by saying, "And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he gave us." We can't see the Holy Spirit, but just like we can't see the wind, but we can see what the wind does when the wind starts blowing things around, we can know the Holy Spirit by how he manifests, by the things that he brings into being. And so when we see the Holy Spirit bringing forth the fruits of the Spirit in our life, which are the various manifestations of faith and love and action, then we know that we abide in him. Amen.